Well, spring has sprung. Yes, it's the second day of spring. We got a nice first day of spring. It was whetting our appetite. This is what we want more of. And then today came along. Spring has sprung and the outlook, it's damp. Yes, it is damp. Australians are well acquainted with La Niña. The damp thing just won't go away. We've heard of the Indian Ocean Dipole. Now there's another weather pattern to wrap our head around. It's called SAM. That's right, SAM. SAM stands for Southern Annular Mode. What's SAM mean? Gavin Morris joins us this afternoon. Hello, Gavin.
Good afternoon. Aren't we becoming little weather nuts? Everyone's getting wiser and wiser now. All of our weather secrets are being revealed.
They are. What is SAM?
All right, SAM. I'll explain it in really simple terms. The South Pole. So let's think of the South Pole, and moving around the South Pole is a gigantic circle of wind. Okay, so let's imagine that's like a merry-go-round, and that's just traveling around. When you go down into the 40s and the 50s, you've heard of the roaring 50s, the roaring 40s, and the 50s. So very strong westerly winds. So that rotation isn't just always exactly the same. So a little merry-go-round, it's traveling around just normal at a normal pace. But that merry-go-round sometimes moves faster, sometimes slower, but it also expands. It gets much bigger and it gets much smaller. So at the moment, our merry-go-round of winds traveling around the South Pole, it's actually a small merry-go-round. So the westerly winds aren't having a big impact over southern central Australia. If there's no westerly winds traveling across southern central Australia, it allows for the easterlies to come in along the east coast. And a SAM that's gone positive, so the winds have shrunk basically down over the South Pole, they're not having that impact. That's what we call a positive SAM. And when that interacts with a La Nina, the warm sea surface temperatures build over eastern Australia from the Pacific, feeds into the Coral Sea, and then that allows increased moisture to ride in over eastern Australia thanks to those easterlies. So you might remember sometimes, and SAM can fluctuate probably every 2 to 3 weeks, but it looks like this current positive SAM is going to hang around for some time, potentially for a large portion of spring. And that's going to exacerbate the likelihood or the effects of La Niña, allowing those easterly winds to get in over eastern Australia. That also interacting with the Indian Ocean Dipole, which we now learned is very similar to La Niña, warm sea surface temperatures over there. That creates these huge cloud bands. We've got one right now over eastern Australia. There's another one just moving in over western Australia. So when these three climate drivers work together as they're doing right now, it means a much wetter eastern Australia.
So how many, if we get the La Niña over the spring stroke summer period this year and into summer of 2023, how many is that in a row now, Gavin?
That's going to be three La Niñas. So that happens around every 20 to 25 years that we get three La Niñas back to back, and that has produced some of our wettest periods on record. Right at the end of the millennium, we had one from 98 into 2001. Then we had the millennium drought that followed suit, so it dried out for 10 consecutive years. Before that, one of the biggest, 1974, around that period of 73, 74, 75. 74 was the wettest year on record, and we believe we had another one. It's hard to know because we didn't have the technology that we have, but we think another triple La Niña, we consider that period of 54, 55, 56. And obviously that was the 55 flood that hit Melbourne. 74, that's when Brisbane went under. And 2010 was a time too that we saw another wet period and we had those massive floods right through. Oh, well, in 2010, we didn't have a triple La Niña, but what we had an Indian Ocean Dipole as it's setting up now, that has gone negative, interacts with a La Niña, and that produced the flooding events of 2010 that hit Queensland, and you'll remember Brisbane River flooding and all of the walkways and the suburban areas of Brisbane being washed out.
Still remember that restaurant being washed down the river and going under the bridge and breaking up, the floating restaurant?
Yes, yeah, I know. I mean, so that's what happens when we have a La Niña, work with the Indian Ocean Dipole. So at the moment, this is why we're somewhat concerned. We've got all three climate drivers. Look, it's not official that La Nina, or we're back in La Nina as far as the Australian Weather Bureau are concerned. But the threshold only ever went to, like, average, slightly below, but largely it's been either average or slightly above. So the La Nina ingredients are still very much there, and likely, you know, that we'll officially go back in potentially during spring. And that is a major concern, to have these three big climate drivers working with each other on the past two seasons that we've already endured with so much rain and wet weather on the ground. And look, what's happening right now as we speak, there's a lot of rain coming down over eastern Australia with this latest northwest cloud band. This is going to interact with the cold air coming up from the south. We're going to see a low form over the weekend. We're going to see very dangerous, nasty weather tomorrow on the mid-north coast. Strong winds, flooding rain potentially returning, threatening the Hastings, Maclay, up to the Nambucca Valley, up to the Coffs Coast, and down right throughout the Macquarie Coast as well. South of that, Newcastle will certainly feel the effects, but I'm really concerned about that region from Foster up to the Coffs Coast and the adjacent valleys and river systems inland over the next 36-hour period. And then we've got another massive cloud. If you look on the satellite, that is moving in over Western Australia. There's going to be another massive wet weather rain band that is going to affect Eastern Australia again, this time next week, so next Thursday into Friday, building even as early as Wednesday. We're going to have another big wet weather event come through. So the long-term forecast of these weather patterns for spring are here straight off the bat in the first week.
Batten down the hatches. Good to catch up with you, mate. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.